I was born at Blunderstone in Suffolk. I was a posthumous child. My father's eyes had closed upon the light of this world 6 months when mine opened on it. On the afternoon of that eventful and important Friday, my mother was sitting by the fire, very timid and sad, and very doubtful of ever coming alive out of the trial that was before her, when, lifting her eyes to the window opposite, she saw a strange lady coming up the garden. When she reached the house, instead of ringing the bell, she came and looked in at that window, pressing her nose against the glass. She gave my mother such a turn that I've always been convinced I'm indebted to Miss Betsy for having been born on a Friday. Then she made a frown and a gesture to my mother, like one who was accustomed to being obeyed, to come and open the door. My mother went. "Mrs. David Copperfield, I think," said Miss Betsy. "Yes," said my mother faintly. "Miss Trotwood," said the visitor. "You have heard of me, I dare say?" My mother answered that she had had the pleasure. "Take off your cap, child," said Miss Betsy, "and let me see you. Why, bless my heart, you're a very baby." My mother was, no doubt, unusually youthful in appearance. She hung her head as if it was her fault, poor thing, and said, sobbing, that indeed she was afraid she was but a childish widow and would be a childish mother if she lived. "Well," said Miss Betsy, "and when do you expect?" "I'm all in a tremble," faltered my mother. "I don't know what's the matter. I shall die, I'm sure." "No, no, no," said Miss Betsy. "Have some tea. I have no doubt it will be a girl. I have a presentiment that it must be a girl. Now, child, from the moment of the birth of this girl..."
"Perhaps, boy..."
"Don't contradict. From the moment of this girl's birth, child, I intend to be her friend. I intend to be her godmother. And I beg you'll call her Betsy Trotwood Copperfield. There must be no mistakes in life with this Betsy Trotwood. She must be well brought up. I must make that my care.